than you were before. You're no different to those people who come to hear God's word but refuse to become true disciples of Jesus Christ. Brethren, a hearer may take great pride in the marks he or she has made in their Bible. You know, sometimes I've visited with people all over the country. Well, not all over the country, but maybe three or four different countries I've lived in. I mean, states. And you'd sit down with them and you'd look at their Bibles, and boy, they underlined and marked a lot of things. But that's as far as it got. They really didn't listen. They really didn't get down and say, oh, look at all these I'm marking. They're important ones. Well, what do they say? Well, it's something like this, but I'm not sure. And they really don't know it. We've got to know the Word of God, brethren, that we'll be able to understand this. All right? He says, a hearer may take great pride in these, underlining these words. But what matters most is how many marks their Bible. Now listen to this. How many marks their Bible has left on them. You see, we get to this point here where the marks, you say, oh, it's not so much you just set with the marks, but you want the Bibles that are really going. The word deceive. James is going to say, if you believe you are a true disciple, just because you merely listen to the word, you're deceiving yourselves. We've got to know this book. We've got to understand it. I don't know. I don't know if you know anything, but I look around at all these churches today, and I wonder if they're preaching any gospel. And in our own brotherhood, last week on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we had Dave Miller at Lake Forest, and boy, did he preach. He really got right down to the very bottom of what it is. That's what is needed. He brought tremendous lessons. We stayed there a little late, but oh, was it worth it. He brought two tables of books for people to buy and to grow, and the people were grabbing them up. I hope it's something. I hope it's something that will help us to understand of what is important about this. Just to merely listen to the word isn't enough. You've got to be doing it when you get that word. James goes on to say, if you believe you are a true disciple, just because you merely listen to the word, you're deceiving yourself. And that word deceive comes from a Greek word that's about that long. And I'm not going to agonize you with it. But it's a mathematical term meaning to make a gross miscalculation. To believe all we have to do is to show up for church. Well, that's easy, isn't it? Especially in the summertime, if it's hot and the church is cool, yeah, I'll come and do that. But to believe all we have to do is show up? No. To hear the word of God each week? No. But that we don't have a change or an adjust our lives to line up with the word of God is to make a gross miscalculation. Brethren, listen. Hearing the word of God each week, important. Is it important? Absolutely. But to believe sitting in a church listening to sermons is all there that is being to be a disciple of Jesus Christ is to make a gross miscalculation. Now look at verse 23. And verse 24. Here is the hearer's careless remembrance of the word. Anyone who listens to the word, but, I underline that, but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in the mirror, and after looking at himself, he goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. To illustrate carelessness of one, merely listen to the word. James, the apostle here, James, he uses the analogy of someone looking into a mirror. Those first century ones didn't have mirrors like we have. But they had something. And I find, brethren, listen to me. I find it very interesting that James uses a man to illustrate his point rather than a woman. You see, men and women don't look at a mirror the same way. Right? You women, you spend a little more time at the mirror, don't you? Well, there's not much to see up there on mine, so yes, I can go right on. See, and the rest of it down here, ooh, don't look at that. Okay, I find it very interesting that James says it's a man. Women spend considerably more time. If your hair is out of place, ladies, or if your makeup isn't on just right, or your eyebrows need plucking, or you have some spots or some wrinkles that need covering, you will stand in front of the mirror for as long as it's necessary, won't you? I sometimes, like I guess a lot of men, I say, honey, I've got about 2 minutes to get out of here now. Well, I'll be there in just a few minutes. And on it goes. And to me, she's the most beautiful. I love her to death. And I don't know if I'm going to get to keep her or not. But anyway, us guys aren't like that. Do you know why they don't put vanity mirrors in the driver's side visitors? Visions. Those are the drivers. They don't need a mirror down there looking at themselves. That's what used to be in the old cars. But the lady who sat over here, she could get it down and still work on herself. So they say. And even if the mirror says, hey buddy, you need to brush your hair. And you need to shave the stubble off your face. Or you need to wipe the toothpaste off of your chin. Or you need a haircut. Or you need a change in your shirt. All if we're in a hurry to go something else or go somewhere else, may just walk away and forget about all of it. It's not so much a matter of poor memory as it is a matter of proper priority. What are the priorities of your life, your daily life? To look into God's Word and grow. God's Word is a mirror, and it's a mirror to our soul. And God's Word reveals every sin, every flaw, every imperfection. The mirror doesn't lie. You know that. Ask yourself this soul-searching question. Am I just a hearer of God's Word and let it go at that? So that brings us to part two. The portrait of a doer. The man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. The response of a doer. The doers respond to the Word of God in a twofold way. They respond with careful examination. James says, but the man who looks, now what word does he use? Intently. What does that mean to me? It means it's important. It means there's a lot there. So he says, the Greek word here is that word which literally means to stoop down in order to have a good, close look. Did you ever have to do that? Is something ever on the floor that you have to walk over to and you keep looking at it? And you keep getting there more and more because you want to see what it is? Do we do that with the Word of God? Do we get into our Bibles and we say here in this verse and we read it and we read it again and we read it again and we think this is going to demand a little bit more study? You say just one verse of Scripture? Yeah, it does. And sometimes you do that. If you're interested in growing God's Word, just don't go through and read it real quick. Stay with it. This is what a doer does. Examines the Word of God, unlike the hearer in verse 22, who just casually grasp at our Bibles, our Word. The doer looks into the mirror of God's Word each day and carefully examines himself. We're just about over, brethren. Stay with me. You know, the Word of God is just like an ultraviolet dye that penetrates to the innermost part of our being. And if there is any other leaks in our spiritual life, the Bible will reveal it. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. For the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow, if judge or reveals the thoughts, the attitudes of the heart. Not only does a doer respond with careful examination, but a doer responds with complete transformation. A doer of God's Word is so important. If a mirror of God's Word reveals they have pride in their heart, the doer will seek to do it, to change. The psalmist tells me in Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting." Excuse me. Well, what is the reward of a doer? God reserves His richest blessings for the doer, not the hearer. For the one who obeys, not the one who disobeys. For the one who puts the whole Word into practice in their daily life, not the one who is satisfied to just come to church for 1 hour on Sunday and let that be it. I was reading a while back about this man. He wanted to be a preacher, but he still had to work at a job until he could get more money to go to school. And he was working in this factory. And there was another man that he was working with. And this man's name was Bryant Coward. He was a black man, but he was smart. He said to this young preacher, he said, "Each day when I read this Bible, each day when I read it, I pick out one key word in the passage of Scripture." And he says, that's the one he will read for a week that day. And he says, one day it might be patience. And then I go around trying to work that out through the Bible and on my mind. What does it mean to be patient? Do I have patience? Do I want to be patient? And he would pray like this, Lord, help me to learn about patience today. Help me to be patient in my work. Help me to be patient with those who work with me. Reveal areas of my life where I am impatient. Help me to be more patient like you. The next time he met him, it was with love. And he was going through that word. Every day was a word to learn. Am I here? What do you say? Do I just hear this book? Do I just go home and say, well, I've heard the Bible. What did it say? Well, I can't remember right now, but you see, it didn't go far. Am I here? Am I a doer? That's very important, brethren. At least I think it is. I don't know if you have people here now in this congregation that have not obeyed the gospel. But maybe they've been studying, or you've been studying with them, or whatever. Maybe you want to become a child of God. You've not heard the greatest sermon in the world. And you'll probably not keep it all in your mind. But I'd like for you to sit down with one of our elders, because they know what they're talking about. I'm going on, but they're the two that you need to help grow the congregation. If you're a child of God that needs to be forgiven of some sins that have bothered you, let this be the day when one of them will come forward with them, help them. Whatever it might be, as we stand and sing.